Welcome back to a bonus episode of Sister Brunch, where the podcast all about Black women and gender expansive people thriving in entertainment and media. And this is another bonus episode from right here on USC's campus with our amazing partners, Black Girls Film Camp. And my next co-host, another alumni from Black Girls Film Camp, is Taryn Pinder.
Hey!
And Taryn's film for Black Girls Film Camp was Desquamated. You can watch that on YouTube. We'll have the link and she'll tell us a little bit more about it. But I also want to tell you about our guest, Chastity Jade. Yay. Welcome, Chastity. Chastity Jade is a trailblazing film editor. How nice is it to have an editor? So few of you, and I know we need more.
Yes, we do.
Yes, and Chastity is also an indie director. Her notable projects include additional editor on a little film you may have heard of called Everything Everywhere All at Once, and Creed 3 you may have heard of. And her directorial debut is Brown Ballerina, which garnered international acclaim. She continues to lead in her field of editing with her own company, Edit Bay Post, yes, and serves as the post advisor for the Black Girls Film Camp. With roots in the Southern and Caribbean communities, yes. Jamaican here, yes.
Mamas.
All right, yes. Chastity is passionate about advancing creative media education for global majority professionals and empowering female artists through her work. So welcome. And Taryn, I'm going to pass it over to you to talk a little bit about Desquamated and then ask our guest questions.
Yes, of course. So last year, honestly, around this time in April, I shot my film Desquamated, which follows a young girl named Adina and her body image issues. So it's a bit of a sci-fi horror thriller film, you know, tapping into aspects of, you know, concocting potions to change your physical appearance and ultimately leading to some not so great outcomes. Now, if you want to know what those outcomes are, you're going to have to watch my film.
There you go.
Leave it on a cliffhanger there. But my film actually was edited by Chastity. So grateful to her for that. You know, on the topic of editing, that brings me to my first kind of question is, how did you get into editing? Because, like, I know for me personally, like, I know what my forte is in filmmaking, and editing is no easy task.
No, it's not.
So you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of started editing on accident, honestly. Like, when I was in art school, I didn't technically go to, like, a traditional film school. I went to an art trade school, the Art Institute. So some are around, some aren't, but, hey, I'm working. So a lot of people didn't want to edit, and I remember I was taking my intro to editing class, and we had to do, like, this classic project in film school or art school where they would give you a film, and if it's a horror film, you have to make it, like, a romantic comedy. If it's a romantic comedy, okay. Make it like, you know,
that's fun.
So you have to switch the genres of the film, which, you know, you gotta be a good editor to do that and pick the right scenes. So I end up doing that, and he was like, these are some of the best edits that I've seen. Like, you need to go into editing, because of course I want to be a writer director, as everyone does. But I didn't know anything about post-production. So once he kind of, like, talked me into it, I just started doing it, and I would take other student projects. They're like, go to Chastity to edit. So I kind of called myself, like, a trash can editor, because I would just get all these bad edits and bad footage, and I had to make something out of it, and I was making it better. Wow. So I, you know, end up getting jobs, and it just came from there. So
that's amazing. That's amazing. You know, it always ends up working like that. Like, people get into filmmaking the most bizarre ways possible.
Absolutely.
Like, I got into filmmaking just based off of watching Harry Potter movies and monologuing around the house. Like, that's one of my stories. What was, like, I guess, one of your most interesting projects you kind of worked on?
Man, that's a good question.
Like, whether it's good or bad, like, what was the most one? Like, that was a time. That was interesting.
I mean, obviously, like, I have to say anything with the Daniels. They're the ones who did Everything Ever All at Once.
Yes.
And the Daniels are such interesting directors, because even when I first got with the company Parallax that edited that film under Paul Rogers, shout out to Paul Rogers, Oscar-winning editor Paul Rogers.
Yes.
My first project was with the Daniels. And it was Facebook commercial about voting in Avid. I mean, Avid. I'm working too much.
I was going to say Avid, Premiere Pro,
about COVID.
All of us.
And, you know, like, we did this Facebook commercial, And the way that they did it, I was like, I have never worked with no directors like this. Yes. This is the most interesting process I've ever had. We were like pulling stuff online and we did like a whole treatment, like an editing treatment before we even shot. So just working with them.
What does that look like? I'm so sorry. What does an editing treatment look like?
It's not a real thing. It's just what the Daniels do. But we actually, we were like pulling stuff off the internet based off the storyboards and kind of making like a spec edit, so to speak. I was like, wait, I've never done this before. This is a whole new process. But it was so cool to see how their brain works and the psychology behind everything. Even if you watch Everything Everywhere, like they're so intentional about every single moment. So working with them,
crazy.
Yeah, it is. And you know, at Parallax they call themselves like the swarm of editors, because you know Paul will work on something and then he'll flip it to me and he'll be like, all right, add this and put your stank on it, and then I'll send it to Grace and I'll send it to, you know, all the other editors. And it was just like this beautiful, artsy, crazy, collaborative process where I was just like, this is family, this is cool. I get to be funky and crazy.
The best sets are always like that. Like, you know, collaborative, just like where you get to be an artist and like not worry about, oh, I have to do this because they're specifically looking for this. Like,
absolutely.
Those are always the best experiences I've had. Mm-hmm. What would you say is the, I guess, like some advice for future editors, like, you know, who are trying to get into editing, like what are some tools that like make your life easier when you edit?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest advice I would say, number one, is like study your craft. And I know that's a very generic thing to say, but if you want to be an editor, like study editors and watch other things that they've edited. Then that's kind of how you start to develop your style. That's how you start to develop your interests. Like you start to develop like, do I want to do commercials? Do I really like that? Or do I really like, you know, sports or fashion or, you know, film and television? Like really understanding other editors and kind of developing the style is really important. So I'm always like, watch everything. Don't just watch like your favorite movies, like watch international stuff, watch music videos, watch, you know, foreign films, like, you know, really play around with it. So
I love that. I love your point about even knowing who the editor is, because let's be real.
Yes.
The editor most of the time is really, we'll just say, a very integral part of the story that we see.
Yes.
I will say I love editors. I go to the Eddies every year and I'm married an editor.
Awesome.
That's how much I love y'all. And really, it's my favorite party of the year.
It is.
Something special about editors.
Absolutely.
For real. Yeah. So
that was a good time.
I know. Oh, good. Okay, so we'll make sure we see each other next time out in the tent in the front.
Yes.
It is so wonderful to meet you. Taryn, you did an amazing job. I'm
Thank
not surprised
you.
At all. Again, we would love to have you back on Sister Brunch. Chastity, it's such a pleasure to meet you. I'm sorry this one is too short, but we'll have you both back on. So welcome to the Sister Brunch family, and thank you again both for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yes.